Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Have you been wondering how frightening the future is going to be post-singularity? Well, a new pro-transhumanism TV show hopes to sell you on the idea of a world filled with robots. Almost Human takes place in 2048 LA, where detectives are forced to partner with synthetic, combat-ready androids. The droids have a strictly rule-based sense of reason, which is, of course, a trait that's perfect for combat and controlling the useless herd. But after their strict robo-logic botches a raid, Detective John Kennex destroys his partner and is reassigned to Dorian. Dorian is a different kind of robot, an older model that was decommissioned when their human-like qualities began to interfere with their purpose. And since Dorian is such a likable robot, it forces the audience to consider, what does it really mean to be human?
I can't say that I was born, but I was made to feel. And I do, as much as you.
Don't think a robot with human-like qualities is possible? Well, Google futurist Ray Kurzweil says this is probably going to happen before the end of the century.
We're going to become increasingly non-biological to the point where the non-biological part predominates and the biological part is not that important anymore. In fact, the non-biological part, the machine part, will be so powerful it can completely model and understand the biological part. So even if that biological part went away, it wouldn't make any difference because the non-biological part already understood it completely.
Kurzweil also predicts that humans will be uploading their brains to computers by 2045. However, when Kurzweil talks about we, he's not talking about you or I, he's talking about the 1%. He admits in his book such technology will not be available to the general public and instead will be controlled by a technocratic elite who will attempt to become super beings by merging with machines. This dystopic future will see the mass of humanity trapped in their limited organic bodies, while the elite will become vastly more intelligent due to cybernetic brain interface upgrades. People involved in unskilled labor will become unnecessary when their jobs are replaced by machines, inevitably leading to the mass of humanity being seen as worthless parasites by the elite who will either prevent them from reproducing via mass sterilization programs or simply slaughter them outright. You think your job is safe? Well, they're even replacing your everyday sign spinner with robotic mannequins. But you still don't think the elite are planning to cull the useless herd. Well, in addition to forced vaccinations and GMOs destroying second and third generations, schools are now teaching population reduction as a way to save the planet. We reported in March on the Chinese eugenics factory that collects genius DNA to breed enhanced people. While Americans show some reservations with playing God, according to one of the geniuses selected for the program, the Chinese are all about breeding superior humans. And Google just announced Calico, a new company whose ultimate purpose is to radically extend the human lifespan. For those who can afford it, of course. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is October 31st. It is, of course, the year 2013. And trick-or-treat, the globalists think they're God. Ray Kurzweil, that heads up the futurist development programs for Google, of course, is a globalist exterminist as well, openly telling you their plan. And when I made a film 8 years ago, Endgame, documenting it, they had the New York Times and others come out and say that I was a liar for quoting his best-selling book. That's how dumb they think their readers are. That's how dumb. I've been attacked by MSNBC, you name it, for just quoting what all of the top elite say the plan is. This is a public plan. The reason I mention this at the start of the broadcast, big transmission lined up today, a lot of important breaking news, is this story from Michael Schneider, the American Dream blog, is up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's very important. A chip in the head, brain implants, will be connecting people to the Internet very, very soon. We're going to look at that and Google denying they are connected to the NSA. That's actually true. They're above the NSA. They are the shadow eugenics technocratic system. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Authoritarians on this Halloween, they're removing the word gay from famous Christmas carols because it's hateful, even though the word was expropriated from the term meaning happy. And there's moves to arrest anyone in England who uses the word faggot because, well, that's what they call a burning ember or what they call barbecue. I myself was in a barbecue place in England, and that was the name of roasted meat, very homophobic and hateful. I'm just thankful parents can't pack their children their own lunches, and that under federal control, we have abortions going on nationwide where babies spend more than 24 hours crying on shelves because legally they're not allowed to kill them once they're outside the womb unless they kill them by exposure. But none of that's upsetting. Life is very cheap unless the globalists decide it has value. They're very concerned about terrorists killing a couple of us every year. That's why they're taking all our liberties away. It's not about enslaving us. It's not about controlling us. Well, happy All Saints Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Or, of course, the holiday overriding the Samhain Samhain rituals going on all over Europe right now. And again, there's a lot of pagans out there who I understand are not dark practitioners and worshipers of death and destruction and child sacrifice. But you have to understand that this holiday historically is a fact in Europe, a time when noblemen, the wealthy, shopkeepers, folks that owned large herds, had to pay homage to the priesthood to show that they had domination over everyone, including local kings. And sometimes they would demand that the king have his brains be beaten out and then his throat slit and poured over altars, or his brains beat out and thrown into a peat bog, or his throat slit and thrown into a large bone fire, the term we get bonfire from that, on record. Many different ways of doing things, or, of course, putting you in a large wicker burning man and setting you alight. It was a time for the priesthood to show they were in control of everything. And so by the 1950s, they overwrote All Saints Day, a time of hiding in your house, fearing the satanic rituals still being conducted to this day on Devil's Night, as it's known in Detroit when they burned down the buildings. They overwrote it as fun with pumpkins and everything, and your children go out in a druidic simulation, and they come as druids would come to the door and demand offerings. And you show that you're submitting to it and going along with it by lighting a gourd and putting it in front of your door. They might demand your horse to be roasted, one of the delicacies at that time. Or they might demand some of your cattle. Or sometimes they will demand your child. But again, I'm being close-minded about all this. I think it's good that we've reintroduced human sacrifice and 53 million babies have been given to the fires of Moloch, as Leviticus warned. Same stuff was going on in the Middle East, of course, in the Mediterranean. Same stuff was going on in Asia. Same stuff was going on in Latin America. What is Latin America today? Mesoamerica. It's just the same thing. And now we have all these different top BBC presenters caught with dead bodies of children and necrophilia and Satanism. Jimmy Savile, and then when they start to have trials, the people that work for him all start dying. It all continues on. It all goes on. It all continues. But during the Middle Ages, if you wanted to have satanic rituals, you would just say you were going after witches, while you yourself, this is actually in the deep history, would actually burn women and men and even children, having your satanic ritual while claiming you were a Christian, which made it even more delicious. Just like our government says they're fighting Al-Qaeda while they created it, fund it, protect it, run it. It's full spectrum dominance. So that's how this stuff works. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to break down how the globalists operate. You notice in Latin, I forget the term, but there was the denial that witchcraft existed, when obviously witchcraft existed. All that meant was secret old knowledge, some of it dark, some of it not dark. The point is it all had roots in pre-Christian, so it's occultic or hidden by its very nature. But just as they deny there's a UN takeover or deny that there's mercury in the shots, we prove there's mercury, they say, okay, it's good for you. The devil's greatest trick is convincing you that it doesn't exist. But we all know it exists. And just as the desire to kill innocents can manifest through Christianity or anything else, we have the famous Salem witch trials where you just had a bunch of control freaks wanting to carry out torture, so they went out and went after innocent people who were doing nothing wrong so they could carry out their deep human need to engage in human sacrifice, in this case crushing women and men with giant boulders lowered onto them by oxen. But I now digress. I just thought I would give you a little bit of a Halloween knowledge. And I'm not saying you're satanic, and I'm not judging you if your children go around to strangers' doors, knock on them, or are given candy, but they are following in the footsteps of thousands of years of druidic priests. That is exactly what they're doing. And see, if you didn't offer them up whatever they wanted, people rebelled against it. because they weren't trendy pagans. No, they were sick of giving their cows to the priesthood, running around taking hemlock and nightshade and mistletoe, flipping out, running around in the countryside, drinking blood, murdering people. And if you rebelled, well, then your whole family would be burned. And I think that's good. It's not good to rebel against any tyranny, any gang. I think it's good to submit to it. I'm trendy. And just as they came out yesterday and announced they're going to bring back the fairness doctrine and persecute and prosecute all the different media, including the internet, with these new secret police that go out with these mandatory, that aren't really mandatory, it's all fraud, questionnaires about what's your politics, what are you doing, ahead of the open announcements they want to bring back restrictions on free speech. That is why now more and more I'm going to implement fairness doctrine here ahead of time. I will tell you what I really think about tyranny, and then I will add the view of the establishment. I think Obamacare is working great. I think 539% Humana increases in Texas on record is a affordable care and is a lower price. And I think increasing the national debt limit does not increase the debt. I agree with Obama's quote on that. And I agree with him last week saying that it's been an incredible success and is outperforming what they thought. And I don't agree with the facts that it was designed to never work and make it a distraction about the healthcare site. You know, the NSA, flawlessly, as Snowden broke down, can spy on everything everybody's doing in real time because they've been developing the system for 50 years and integrating all software and all devices to seamlessly integrate through world standardization to be spied on and to track everything, in their own words. But they can't make a website for you to be able to go and look at a bunch of different health plans, which a lot of tech people say is a hard job, but nothing compared to the giant spy grid. Of course, I told you it wasn't going to work. I told you it was just going to be a process where, oh, sorry, it's not free. The website didn't work, but your rates are going to go up, and we're going to lower your standard of care. That's what the insurance companies wrote. That's why their profits doubled, the Big Ten, in the last 3 years since it passed, and are now set to double or more this year alone. That's mainstream news. But don't worry, Obama came out today, and I've got the quote here, and said, it's a few bad apples. The entire top 10 insurance companies have all hammered up their rates. And even though Obamacare tries to take over the states, still the states are fighting. That's why some states, you know, you're getting higher increases than others. This is the greatest profit and banker bailout and direct tax to foreign institutions the world has ever seen. It is a biblical level fraud. Just like when the bankers take over Argentina or Brazil or 100 plus of the third world countries on record, they will come in and say, we've signed you onto our debt. We loaned you $1 billion. You now own us 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 billion, depending on which loan it is. You're going to hand over all the water districts, all the public power plants, all the infrastructure, and then they double them. And then they double them again over a few years until everything breaks down. And then they have a plan. I think it's part 111 in the World Bank plan that got leaked a few years ago, 2002. Yeah, time went by like dusk till dawn. I tell you, life is short, folks. I guess that was 11 years ago. And they said, and the best part is when things finally collapse, there's rioting. The longer it goes, the better. Several years is wonderful. Total destruction of society. And then they come in and everyone begs them for anything. They accept police state, anything, to have the society set back up, and you're totally broken. And now we're going to go through this, and Homeland Security is standing by as the handcuffs on us, as we're strapped down to the gurney, and the Jeffrey Dahmer-like government is now finally got us chained down and has opened up its bag of tricks and is just laying out the implements of our total dismemberment and just lovingly sharpening each one and standing over us. And, you know, we're going to ban Christianity. You know, we're going to take your kids. You know, we're going to make you take all these inoculations. And you're hopefully going to be paralyzed, just like folks in India. Won't matter if 60,000 of you get paralyzed in one day. No one's going to stop us. The kids are all just going to be paralyzed and then be euthanized. And we're going to kill you very slowly. Does that sound trendy? And they're just sitting there just getting all their torture implements ready. I mean, they're already torturing the troops with deadly vaccines. They've already got more than two-thirds of the foster kids on deadly psychotropics and drugs. They're already, any captured group they've got, the Iraqis killing millions of them, anybody they've got in their clutches, I mean, you can see them sucking them dry, torturing them as hard as you can imagine. I mean, really just beating the living soul out of people. But now they're going to really want to take their time with America. They got us hung up by our ankles right now. They're walking around, circling around us, laughing. And America is passing its test. Democrats are saying, we still love Obamacare. Republicans messed it up. We're going to get free stuff. And the bankruptcy is accelerating.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now, everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Folks, Google is getting incredibly partisan now for the Democratic Party. They have an image of Hillary Clinton up on their front page today, just up there reading a book. And, I mean, what does that mean to have Hillary Clinton up on the front page of Google reading a book? All right, I'm being sarcastic. It's a little too beautiful to be Hillary. It's actually a green witch reading a book. Oh, boy.
I'll get your guns and your children, too, my pretties.
The good news is we are having victories against the scum, and they admit there's a stalemate and that the Tea Party, this Constitutional Libertarians, is blocking totally open borders, total restrictions on guns, total bankruptcy of the country. Obama said we can never challenge a debt increase again. That's just the worst thing to do because that makes our debt go up. So just having any common sense, any basic Americana ideas that's anti-authoritarian and tyranny is just the ultimate anathema. They failed to take over the Tea Party the last 6 years, the Republicans and the Democrats, and now they're all coming after it. And I know I diatribed on that yesterday. It's just that's so central that we get behind every true libertarian, constitutional, Tea Party-type candidate we can. And I think we should have something called the Democratic Party Tea Party and have libertarian-type folks run. Because if you look at libertarian ideas, when you even pull Democrats, a lot of them, you know, those that aren't total socialists, they actually click with it. We should take over the independent groups, the Republicans, the Democrats. Even if you run for office, you're there injecting real ideas. And yeah, there's a lot of election fraud, but it's not total. They don't have total control. It's all mixed mash because they're having to hide it. And you can get into office, and then you can have an effect. The media, the controlled state-run media, tries to act like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. I see the headlines every day. Yeah, they're trying to explain to the American people why they opposed Obamacare. It's like, yeah, they're trying to explain to the American people why they were opposed to brain cancer. Like, oh boy, they're having some explaining to do instead of like, oh, they were completely right. Wow, they're heroes now. No, they have to go against the obvious and hide it in plain view and go, oh, Ted Cruz is in trouble. Ted Cruz is in big trouble. He said Obamacare wasn't going to work and was a big scam and was really to enrich insurance companies and other special interests. Man, was he right. Wrong. He's a bad man. And so now they're raising hundreds of millions to go after him and Rand Paul coming up. And I guess this is 3 or 4 years when Rand's up. But the point is they're totally worried, panicking. Every time they release a Joe Biden audio from some millionaire meeting he's having with millionaire contributors or billionaire contributors, every time they have a high-level RNC leak, you see them every few weeks, they are literally freaking out over Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, because even if they're not perfect, they are light years better than Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein. And the idea of we shouldn't have a $7 trillion debt. We should probably actually cut some spending, including defense, and we're going to go bankrupt. The bankers want to maneuver us into that. They've done that to hundreds of countries. That's the plan. That's the program. And they get up there and say, oh, that's a terrible idea to not want to raise the debt. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. Did you forget Obama said that? Can we find that and play that in the next segment? This is the type of craziness. See, they need to blame us when they wreck everything, and then they'll pose as saviors again. But if we're here pointing out they're the authors of this and pointing out how they did this and pointing out that Obamacare was written by the most corrupt insurance companies to shut down the other smaller regional good folks and health clinics that are outside of the health insurance system that you buy a program with that do a great job, they're shutting those down right now. They're getting rid of all the real affordable care. See, anything they say, it's the opposite. The Patriot Act is the end of the Bill of Rights. Is that patriotic? No, it's the opposite. It's a guillotine for liberty. But it's called Patriot. Patriot Act. New freedom. Forcibly wants to put half the kids in America on drugs in the next phase for Big Pharma to control people in their own documents. Is that a new freedom? No, it's new slavery. They say mercury improves the behavior of children. Well, yeah, they want you brain damaged. So, of course, they use that lawyer trick. And it's the same thing with this. It's Affordable Care Act. It's the opposite. It's the Unaffordable Care Act. It's the Death Panel Act. It's the Shut Down the Regional Clinics Act. It's the Shut Down the Good Insurance Companies and Regional HMOs. It's all been shut down. The prices are exploding everywhere. My family is in medical management. And they're not getting out of it because the profit's gone. If they go join the Democratic Party Mafia, they will be given incredible power to be commissars over inoculation, pill-pushing death panels. And, of course, my dad's not going to be part of it. We'll be back with all the big news. I haven't even gotten to it yet. Stay with us. Key intel on Homeland Security.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Happy Halloween, kids! It's good that there's hundreds of new vaccines that we're trying to push on you. We promise you that we want to take care of you. Sure, there's been thousands of classified lethal tests murdering men, women, and children by the shadow government. But we promise we don't do that anymore. Never mind the IQs dropping and cancer and every other disease off the chart in the countries we control. I mean, the countries we help. It's for your own good. The nanny state wants to help you and your family, and we are. Don't listen to Alex Jones or Ron Paul or any of those vicious people like one of the founders of that pigpen America that we're pulling down and deindustrializing right now. No, listen to great sage leaders like Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, and others who told you the state is God and will deliver you to Valhalla.
Folks, that is part of our continuing introduction of the Fairness Doctrine that they're set to phase in under new names. It's being announced by the FCC over the internet, you name it. No laws needed. They're just going to do it by bullying and criminal activity. Oh, Fairness Doctrine, loving government help. So we're just always now going to say what I believe, but then add their propaganda. I mean, their truth. See, just double-sided right there. So we just had a little announcement by Homeland Security about how much they love you. Please go out and get all the shots. I recommend if you want to see pretty colors, go to your local Walgreens or Walmart and get everything they've got. You might have a convulsions and die on the way home. How fun is that on Halloween? I mean, the insert says may kill you. Or, hey, they put you on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and then you want to go shoot up a bunch of people? Happy Halloween! I mean, you know, we've got this culture of death with the fascination with zombies and vampires and everything. And the sociologists say it's because people feel desperate and panicked and unhappy, and they just hate everyone around them. And the Pentagon trains the Army and the Marines to kill masses of U.S. citizens. But when myself and others videotaped it and documented it, they started 5 years ago calling it zombie drills, where they practice mowing down people in farmer outfits that look like your grandpa. And Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard, that's their main enemy, folks. They've already got control of the cities. And, but it's okay because they put zombie paint on them. So the troops are training to mow America's down in mass and saying, but it's okay because it's zombies. That isn't mind control or anything. Everything's fine on this Halloween. It's our special Halloween broadcast brought to you by, well, I guess the FCC and the New World Order. So like I said, folks, trust the government. Don't read the inserts. They tell you in the news that there is absolutely no complications from flu shots. Now, of course, that's a total lie. If you read the insert, you'll find out it can cause hundreds of neurological disorders and death and autoimmune diseases. But don't listen to that. They say you will live longer if you take flu shots. Actually, studies show the opposite, and it doubles your chances of Alzheimer's if you had just three flu shots. But it's okay. Ignore all the overall data that were being killed. And just eat GMO, drink fluoride, take shots, worship government. Come on, do it. Everything's fine. Sure, the Nazis had a eugenics plan that they were going to take over the entire world and through poison food and water, dumb everybody down and reduce their fertility until they got so poisoned incrementally over a three-decade plan. They would then develop bioweapons to kill the people in the weakened state with the elites having the antidotes. It doesn't matter if that came out in the Nuremberg trial and was actually adopted as U.S. and British policy. It doesn't matter if it's in State Department Memorandum 200. No one's going to look it up because it's not true. They love me. They love you. They love everyone. Ha-ha! I apologize. Everything's fine. Google's not connected to the NSA, even though they are on record. Why, Eric Schmidt came out and said they weren't, and they wouldn't lie to you, my little pretties. They wouldn't lie to you. Just take a bite of the apple. You know it looks delicious. Doesn't matter if the government isn't even cloaked anymore and is a 5,000-foot witch eating babies as it walks through our society and like leaving huge steaming piles of wreckage behind it. It doesn't matter if they're just openly criminal, following every authoritarian playbook in a giant crescendo of just an orgy of government growth, like a metastasization of a super mutagen cancer. Doesn't matter. It's freedom on Halloween. It loves us. All right, folks. I'm telling you, once Fairness Doctrine comes in, it's going to be fine. This show will be one of the only ones on air. Because they actually, I think, like hearing this. They know it's true. I'm told the elite listen for entertainment. They're like, absolutely, this guy gets it. We're going to kill everybody. And they love it. All right. Let me settle down a little bit here and get into the news, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get to the news, this just arrived on the truck minutes ago. In fact, during the last break, it arrived. And we ran out there and tore into the pallets of the 100,000+ magazines that just rolled into the InfoWars Center. And this is The, drum roll please, November 2013 edition, another double cover. It says, is this the next big crash, or is the next big crash coming? And then on the front cover, it has a tower of cards that are Federal Reserve notes on one side and regular cards on the other. A great way to wake up friends and family. And this special issue covers a plethora of key information. You can buy the magazines at cost in bulk or get subscription. We have a special going on subscriptions right now. I think it's like 30% off or more. I forget the exact math. Maybe we can go to the website and show the specials on the magazines. But you can get a 50-pack at cost, 10 packs, 100 packs, 25 packs. But the subscription is $39.95. That includes the 12 magazine shipped out. So almost all the cost is the shipping because we can't send it out media mail because it's seen as news information. So we pay an arm and a leg to ship it out to you. But there you go. That is at cost. Nothing wrong with making money. The magazine, though, is purely to wake folks up. So it is at cost, at cost, at cost. In fact, I'm told at $39.95 we might even be losing money. But I just get a big thrill out of you having a big, glossy, beautiful color magazine as print goes the way of the Goonie Bird. Or as it goes the way of the dinosaurs and the dinosaur media, people now more than ever, you can leave this in dental offices, leave it at daycares, leave it at work, give it to people. Absolutely a great way. And believe me, we put these out in restaurants and stuff. We should do a time lapse of this. We've done it before, actually. And people just grab them up compared to everything else because almost everyone's heard of InfoWars. And then they see a great cover like a stack of cards. It says, is the next crash coming? And then it explains who's doing it. Absolutely essential to know who is behind all of this. And it gets into a big boil down of the founding fathers and Christians being demonized on military bases. New big composite article on that. We get into the attack on the media and the press. Then we get into the banksters trying to implode society. And we have a big spread on the open carry that happened a week and a half ago in San Antonio that is so historical. Really a very impressive magazine, absolutely guaranteed to get people thinking. We break down 10 ways the Obamacare train wreck is screwing the American people. Just really concise info to deprogram your friends and family. Great news, expanding on that article about the Interpol chief saying arm the citizens to stop terrorists and lower crime. Major piece there. Sixth grade assignment, we've mentioned this, but it expands on it, destroy the Bill of Rights. That is just some of the information in the 64-page magazine that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, we've got the big poster spread at the Alamo. When yours truly up there giving a speech, it says the Texas Revolution was a continuation of human beings fighting against bullies and tyrants in every civilization throughout history. And this is the struggle of the individual. And then, of course, you've got all of the political correctness and the rest of it, that all the attacks they're involved in and the banking scams and just so much more. Very, very proud of this issue. It just gets better and better with the great crew that we've got. And it's a very pro-Second Amendment issue as well. So I'm done plugging it. I hope that everybody gives gift subscriptions. Don't wait. I'd say here's your Christmas present a month early. You know, 12 issues of this are going to be coming in the mail. $39.95, 12 issues delivered to your door of hardcore information warfare truth. And then separately, you can buy them in bulk and hand them out to friends and family. Do not wait. I want this issue to sell out just like the last issue sold out. And I want you to wake folks up with it today. And lastly, we did just get a giant shipment in last night. So it's back in, but we're filling back orders now. And so there'll be a couple weeks till we can get everything shipped out because we ship it out here ourselves. But the nascent, atomic, one-of-a-kind, patented, super iodine, InfoWarsLife.com to see the videos, the breakdown of it. You hear the rave reviews by listeners. I'm going to ask them to call in. They just do it. I've gone out and found the very best stuff out there that nobody even knew about. I mean, the other nascent iodine, I'm sorry, isn't the same thing. I mean, it just, you can't even taste like rocket fuel. This is completely different because of the patented system they use that I'm not supposed to get into. The point is that it's why the National Academy of Sciences has it listed as just a one-of-a-kind deal. And it's because I've asked Dr. Group and others, like, what is the number one thing? They're like, well, it's iodine, and then it's this iodine. And, again, they weren't even really selling it or promoting it. People were like, oh, iodine. Well, folks have listened to us. They've gotten it, and now there is a run on it, basically. We're the only ones that have it. And you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Now, the monophyllin clean seaweed, cleanest seaweed out there from the Southern Hemisphere, it has it as well, just not as concentrated. We have that discounted as well as at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 in your purchase funds. Everything we're doing, the magazines, the films, the news division, everything we're doing. So you just don't have yours truly up here going wild on the radio and doing serious reports as well. You've got the great reporters we've developed and the other folks and the writers and the researchers. Thank you all for your support. And I want to thank our AM and FM affiliates for their support as well. We couldn't have done this without you. And if you're a listener listening to local AM and FM affiliates, you need to support their sponsors, tell them you're supporting them, and spread the word about the stations. And if you're a local business, even if you're a small sponsor, go do advertising on our local stations. That's how we go from the weekend to so many daytime slots. As people listen, they get ratings, but that isn't enough. We've been number one in many cities. Number one, even on small stations. And after a few years, and then ESPN almost always comes in and buys it out. Because, well, it's too much money. And it doesn't matter if the show had number one ratings. They just buy it. Because the folks can't make money with talk radio. And it's very, very sad. So if you hear this and you want more people to hear it, you need to not be tithing at the local church that says, hand in your guns, Romans 13, worship world government. Your tithe, folks, if you really study history, is to change things and to help folks. And it is supporting our local AM and FM affiliates. So spread the word about them and support their sponsors. Go in, buy from their sponsors, eat in their restaurants, go to their stores, go to their businesses, go to their auto repair shops, go to their bookstores. Go to their companies. Go to their print shops. Go to their nightclubs. Go to the places that support this show. And listen, if a station carries my show and has a bunch of crud on it, support the station. Let me tell you, it's a big deal. They're coming after the media. They're coming after free speech. They've been trying to shut down and bankrupt radio forever. And folks have hung in there, and we have expanded, and we're reaching millions of people. Thank God for our AM and FM affiliates. And the FCC attack, we've got to defeat their move for the fairness doctrine over the Internet as well. We've got to hang together or hang separate. We've got to stand against Dianne Feinstein, you know, saying that the government will decide what's media now. And that's what the FCC is moving forward to do now. Now more than ever is the time. All right, I've just got really angry today seeing Obama saying it's bad apples that are, you know, increasing the price of the insurance and kicking people off their plans. It was written to do this. The bill was there. And they are going to just keep dangling the hope that, oh, the site doesn't work. That's why you can't get the free stuff. It's like having a contest. And then you tell folks to show up to hear who the winner is. You know, it's some lottery or some type deal where you buy a ticket. And then you show up, nobody's there. And they say, oh, sorry, there was a fire. The business is burned down. And the guy's really moved to Costa Rica. I mean, I've seen how they work so many times, folks. We knew the bill did this. But I was like, how are they going to get away with it more than doubling in the first year, everybody's premiums? And that was a conservative estimate, by the way. Now it's much worse than that. And I said, I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to claim there's glitches, problems. And then we saw Obama start saying, get ready for some glitches. It may go on for months until people just get used to getting a big bill in the mail, and then folks that could already get Medicare, Medicaid, and other free health care, or taxpayer-subsidized, means-tested health care, now you're going to get lower quality. And you're going to find out. But you're going to be all by yourself, see, when you're complaining. And when you go to your Democratic Party and complain to them, they're going to say, that's right-wing propaganda. And when the Tea Party tries to take over the Republican Party, who wrote the legislation, the blue blood rhinos with the Democratic leadership, but the Republicans honchoed it. They are going after the libertarians. And you've got Karl Rove lecturing everyone on Fox News every week about how bad Rand Paul and Ted Cruz is and how bad any other libertarian media is because they're establishment and they want to control things. and they want to destroy any opposition to them. So if you're a Democrat out there and you care about having a balance of power, you care about not just having the corporate government that runs the two-headed monster of the Republican Democratic Party, you should admit you've been conned. You should admit historically collectivism ends up always exploding and being taken over by corrupt individuals. And you should admit we're bankrupt beyond belief and that you should run as a... What is the lady that wrote Beyond the Green Mass that we saw in Gen 21? Rosa Corey. What does she call herself? She calls herself, I think, Democratic Tea Party person. I think that's the term. And that's what we need. We need to not be fighting with each other. We need to admit we've been conned. Republicans have been conned by the establishment Republicans. Democrats have been conned by the establishment Democrats. And they're all in there promising free goodies to people. They did that to get us under their control. Now the goodies are going away. Now they're cutting the welfare. They're cutting the food stamps for citizens, not for illegals. That's the new crop. They already got you. They need the new crop to come in for more slaves, you understand, to drive things down even worse. That's on record. Why do you think the Fortune 500 are all lobbying for totally open borders right now? Republican leadership, Democratic leadership, all the big Christian groups, from the Catholics to the evangelicals on government payroll now, with the faith-based initiative pushing it, the whole establishment that screws everybody, up one side and down the other, is telling you what a great thing amnesty is. I've got the report here. They've never had a lower level of deportations. They have show deportations once a week. It's totally staged. They've already gotten rid of our borders. We're imploding.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
live. You know, you heard last week that CU Boulder told students not to wear offensive Halloween costumes, including cowboy outfits or geisha girls, because it's all racist. You do what they say as authoritarians, you're racist. Hallmark has now removed from its ornaments and clothing Deck the Halls without the gay apparel, happy apparel. The word gay means happy. It was a gay day. Well, now you can't use that. It's hateful. I agree with that. I love the authoritarianism. And the California sheriff's deputies, of course, shot and killed the 13-year-old with a toy gun. They blame it on the Second Amendment. So I thought we would engage in some political incorrectness. Come on in here. Leanne McAdoo, right over here, folks, is a absolute, total, and complete thought criminal. And there she is, folks. I don't know if we are feeling lucky here, but she's here. And, folks, this is a go ahead and take a seat there. She is a serious thought criminal. And I'll tell you what I'm really worried about here is that you actually have guns there. And people are kicked out of school now. They're arrested for toy guns, even in their own backyard, if they're orange. Those are silver. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're little mini guns and aren't real, but they kind of look real. Maybe you should be arrested.
I'm definitely going to go out and see if I can get shot. I took off the caps just to scare people. That's what I do.
But listen, you not only have toy guns, and you're obviously in a Halloween costume, you're also wearing a cowboy outfit, which is racist.
That's actually racist that you would suggest that this is a costume and that this isn't my everyday attire. I am a cowboy.
Well, I guess we've got to only then go to the people that run the universities and the government and do what they say to make sure we're in compliance. They just run our lives.
Exactly. You don't know what is going to offend people. Everyone is so sensitive now. And no one wants to get sued and run around. And
well, the answer to this tyranny, it's not political correctness, is to be politically incorrect. Because you notice now brown bags are, you know, you kicked out of government if you have those in Seattle. And then now they're expanding it on to cowboy hats. So we need to just understand this is a cult of control freaks.
Yeah, that's probably the most offensive thing about my outfit is that I'm not actually wearing a cowboy hat. So,
well, listen, if you stand up, I want to show people some more insensitivity. The first cowboys are actually from Mexico, and so that's why the classical Western dress people think is from Texas. They actually, there's that light right there. It's also racist. It's black. I mean, we chose not so it would blend in because we're racist. And, of course, the light back there was white, so that's racist as well.
Very much so.
But the whole issue is, that's Spanish style, those holsters and the engraving on the gun. So you're actually putting down people from Mexico. I mean, it's not that you think that's a cool style and adopted it like Westerners did. It's that you hate Mexicans.
Right. Exactly.
In fact, your hat, your cowboy hat, has some Mexican Spanish, which is really Spanish styling. So that's also anti-Spain.
Well, I'm going more for like a bandita. So I just want to appropriate all culture.
Do you want to apologize?
Insensitive.
Do you want to apologize to everybody out there? Well, what about prisoners? Your shirt is striped. That's been used for prisoners occasionally.
I'm a burglar, yes.
So now you're making fun of inmates.
I am. I just want to offend everyone that's talking.
That's what it's about. Because, you know, the globalists work for foreign banks that are destroying the country. They want to change the subject and teach us we're bad so they can actually take all of our liberties collectively. They don't want us to get together, McAdoo.
Speaking of that, let's talk about how difficult it was to find these toy guns. I had to go to like 7 different stores, and they were all like, oh, no, after Sandy Hook, we don't have toy guns in the stores anymore. And I was like, what? All of the toys have guns. You know, they're little toys. They carry guns, but kids cannot have these little fake. I was like, so you don't have.
And you can get video games for kids where you kill people all day.
Yeah.
Designed by the Pentagon to condition them to be killers. But you as an adult, you're bad. Toy guns. Well, they are arresting people for water guns.
Right.
Did you know if you shoot your boyfriend with a water gun, you'll be arrested?
Oh, yeah. Like the girl in Florida.
Say what? Stay there, criminal. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.